Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Lucy Newton and Linda Mark, and we're going to be talking about an event coming right up. So Linda, when, where is that?
Okay, we're having our 31st annual Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary Soup and Salad Luncheon on Wednesday, April 26th, 2017.
What time?
And we're serving between 11 and 1 o'clock.
Okay. So you can do some other errands in there or whatever, but it fits. And I know you never run out of food, so 11 to 1 will work for folks. So, Lucy, this is just one of your fundraisers, but let's talk about the food on that day, because when we're going to come to lunch, we want to know what it is that we're going to eat on
okay.
that day.
And we'll have plenty. We've got pasta salads, vegetable salads, potato salad, meat salads, fruit salads, and then we also have our famous strawberry pretzel salad. And then also, you get deviled eggs.
Oh, boy, that's a favorite of so many. And soup. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. If you go away hungry, there's no way you go away hungry from this place because there's so many choices. And then I'm guessing there's a dessert also.
There is bars of all kinds.
Hard to make a choice, actually. Should I do lemon? Should I do chocolate? I mean, there's always so many choices to make. So great food. And where does all that food come from, Lucy?
Well, you know, we have a great group of active volunteers and inactive volunteers. And even the inactive volunteers are very gracious to supply this. And so it's homemade.
And yummy. If you haven't ever been there, it's almost unbelievable. You really, really need to plan to go. So, Lucy, this is just one of the fundraisers. I know it's a major fundraiser you have. So what are some of the other fundraisers that you do?
Well, we also have the Bakeless Bake Sale, and that's where you just donate what it would cost you to provide a baked goods for the sale. And then we have the Cass County Fair booth. We man that each day, somebody does, and then we have our popping candy machines, and of course our gift shop. And if you haven't been to the gift shop, it is really a lot of nice things, so you would really have fun browsing.
Yes, I know that started because you might want to take a gift to somebody in the hospital, but you can go and get a gift for yourself, and you have wonderful greeting cards. That's I keep hearing people say, oh, you need to go there to get your greeting cards.
They do. We do. And, you know, the buyer does a wonderful job of picking out cards. And I run out there and pick mine up. You know, they're very inexpensive. Just come and check it out.
Okay. And lots of other things, too, as you say. Lots of purses. They've had some
interesting purses, yes.
And that's such a favorite of people. And kids' toys and so on. The list goes on and on. Okay, I kind of interrupted you. One last fundraiser.
We also have our membership dues, and this is both for inactive and active members. If you don't have the time to come out and work, just sign up your membership. It does help us to provide medical equipment for the hospital.
And it's a really big fee, right, to be a member?
Oh, a big $5. So.
You can't even buy a cup of coffee in some places for $5 anymore. So think about what you can do for $5 here in terms of support. And, Lucy, it's kind of almost unbelievable how much money the auxiliary has raised for the hospital. Lots of services we wouldn't have if it hadn't been for the auxiliary. So you might kind of highlight some of those.
On equipment purchases. And this was just for last year, 2016, we had purchased $46,500 worth of equipment. And then also, the auxiliary awards a scholarship of $2,000 each year to someone going in the medical field. And just so you know how long we've been in existence, it was formed in 1962, and that was at the Oak Street location, which many of us don't even remember. And this has been 55 years.
Wow.
Oh,
my goodness. I remember 1962. That's been 55 years ago?
That's been 55.
Well, I'm not sure where that time all disappears to. So you do wonderful things for the hospital, which means you do wonderful things for the community and everybody who is served by the hospital. So in addition to the funds that you raise and help people that way, Linda, you also do a lot of other services. So if you want to kind of remind us about some of those services.
Okay. There's a telecare service where a volunteer makes phone calls daily to homebound residents just to touch base, check in, and maybe visit with them a little bit. And then there are the outpatient clinics where volunteers deliver the forms from the registration desk back to the visiting clinic doctor's stations and kind of helps direct traffic a little bit too, telling them where to go or helping them find
a place.
Right. And the information desk, the volunteers greet the patients at the door, and if they need assistance finding where they're headed, she gives directions, and they also have little maps to hand out.
That's good. You know, there's been so many changes. You know, and if a person doesn't go for a while, they haven't had to be in the hospital, it's kind of hard to find some of those places without a little direction and a map. So that's good that the information desk really can help you on your way.
Right. And also a volunteer provides assistance at the same-day surgery and at the blood draw station, kind of the same thing as the outpatient clinic type of work. And in the fall, there's a children's orientation where Cass County first graders are taken on a tour of the hospital. They get to see a mock tonsillectomy and look at x-rays. Then they're given ice cream and a goodie bag at the end of the tour. And last fall, we had 172 children, Cass County first graders, participate.
Have you ever helped with that, Linda?
No, I haven't, but it would be fun.
Wouldn't it, though? And, of course, you know, there's lots of auxiliary members that get to help with these various things. But I can just sort of imagine some of the questions and some of the looks and so on. It'd be great fun to help.
And then we have the library service.
I didn't know about that for a long time. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's amazing how many people don't know we provide
that.
That's
right.
We go to the library, and they get the books all ready. People can call in and say what type they would like, and they do that with the library. And then we pick them up the last Wednesday usually of the month and deliver books to homebound people, Heritage House, Atlantic Specialty Care, and five. Now, we've just added, I hear, another daycare, so we will have six daycare people, providers, who really appreciate that service.
So you deliver all these. That means you have to also pick all those up.
At the same time. Yeah. We pick up from the month before. And then I do the Anita Library, too, to the nursing home.
Excellent. Wow. Yeah. That's such a service that, like I say, I'm sure a lot of people don't know about that.
Right.
And especially if you're there for, well, in the hospital for a while. But this is for homebound Heritage House. How long do they get to keep the books? How often do you do this?
It's once a month.
Once a month, okay.
So they get them for like 30 days.
Okay, good thing to know.
Okay, and then, excuse me, walker bags are made and given to patients who need them. The Hello Baby program, there are 8 sponsors who donate gifts to the newborns at the hospital. And baby caps are crocheted by volunteers and given to the newborns.
Some of them have their pictures taken in them.
Yes, they do.
It's always fun to see those. So, Linda, how long have you been a member?
Oh, goodness. I had a lapse in there for a while. I'm not sure how many years I have been. Long time.
I was going to say, that means it's been a long time if you can't remember for sure.
Right.
You know, if you were just one or two, you'd probably remember that. So that's really good. What areas have you worked in?
Well, currently I'm working in outpatient and library. Way back when my mother worked with me, we worked in the coffee gift shop.
Uh-huh.
We no longer have the coffee portion of that.
You still have that big gift shop. So.
Right.
Okay. So great opportunities to kind of meet people and provide services. Lucy, how long have you been a member? Do you remember?
Well, I have been a member well over 30 years. So, and I have worked in several departments, too. It's, you know, you work in the gift shop. Used to work in the old coffee gift shop. That was great. I work now in lab service, and I also work in the same day surgery service. And let's see, I guess that would be the main things right now.
You meet a lot of people, and I think you play an important role not only kind of in guiding people, but sometimes you give some really good supporting words to people that, you know, you can kind of tell if they're a little worried or something, and I know you all give smiles and good words to people too. So, Lucy, You need to remind us of time, place, date, fee. What's coming up here?
Okay, well, the salad luncheon will be Wednesday, April 26th from 11 to 1, and it's at the Catholic Parish Center on down on 5th Street, 5th and Locust Street, and it will it will be open to the public. You can come and pay at the door if you somebody doesn't happen to catch you with a ticket. And
Tell us the price again.
The tickets are $6.
Okay.
And if you want to call and get a ticket between now and then, you can call me at 243-5222. And if I'm not there, I have an answering machine. Okay. Leave a message, please.
But we usually can walk in and be sure there's enough food, too. So.
Yes.
Okay,
walk-ins
great.
Are welcome.
Great. We want to thank you very much, Linda Marek and Lucy Newton, for visiting with us about the lunch that's coming up. And until next time, here's a thought. What you are prepared to do in order to achieve what you want is the only cost involved in achieving that goal.